On a Monday, it's December 30th. This is Idaho Matters. I'm George Prentice. We've moved our microphones over to the Boise Co-op Wine Shop, and more specifically, we are sitting in Uncorked. It is the lovely cafe adjacent to the wine shop. We are lucky to spend a few minutes with one of the busiest people in town, and his name is Barry Devine. He is the wine buyer here at Boise Co-op. Barry, hi.
Hello, George.
Okay, help us out. We all want something special for New Year's Eve, and we always want a deal.
Sure.
So maybe we could start. So many of us want something sparkling on New Year's Eve. So what could you point us toward?
Well, there's actually a lot of choices when it comes to sparkling wines. Obviously, you have champagne, but you don't have to do champagne, though that may be the most popular sparkling wine. So you can do that, or you can do wines from anywhere in the world they make sparkling wines. A few of the most well-known ones would be like Dom Perignon or Krug, things of that nature, or you can get stuff locally even.
So point us to one or two.
If you, of course, want to celebrate in style, and you know everybody does.
Is that Dom?
Yes, okay. Yes, okay. Absolutely, Dom Perignon. And we actually at the wine shop right now have the 2008 vintage, which is one of the best vintages in recent history.
Ballpark, how much?
About $200 a bottle.
I bet.
Yeah,
but it's.
It's amazing.
Pretty great.
Yeah, right? It's really good. We actually poured it in a class that we had here recently, and it went over really well. Everybody loved it.
Yes, they did. Okay, how about a little less than that?
Right next door in Oregon, there are actually several really good sparkling wines made. One of the ones that I really like is called Mellon Meyer, and he's a small producer who actually used to work here in the wine shop. Yeah, his name's Bobby Rowett. He's a great winemaker. And his wines are around $30 a bottle, and they're fabulous. They're made in the traditional champagne method, and they're really great wines.
And again, the name is?
Mellon Meyer.
And that's what we would ask for?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, and might you have another one?
Yeah, there's also wines that are rosé, sparkling wines that are really fun. I think they're great for New Year's because they're fun and they're vibrant. There's one called De Stefani from Italy. That is a rosé that has been done in the oldest method of making sparkling wines, where they do a primary fermentation in the bottle, and they put a crown cap on it and trap the CO2 in. So it's not a full-on sparkling wine like you would get in a champagne, but it's still very fun, enough bubbles to be fun.
Yeah, it sounds pretty delicious. Special, and a ballpark price on that?
About $20 for that, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You have my entire interest
now. Yeah.
Okay. How about some whites?
So for white wines, I know a lot of people traditionally like to do seafood on New Year's Eve. And one of the things that I think goes really well with seafood would be Chablis, which is basically Chardonnay from a region in France that has very limestone soil with a lot of mineral fossils in it, which creates a very mineral-tasting wine that's very good with seafood.
And do you have a brand of Chablis you could point us to?
There are actually quite a few. Below Simone is one of my favorites. Guy Robin. You can really spend anywhere from about $20 up to $100 on a bottle of Chablis, and they're all good. Just kind of depends on how much money you'd like to spend.
Reds and rosés.
As far as those go, I really like a nice lighter red, something playful and fun. For New Year's Eve, of course, it's all about doing what you like and having fun and having something that you like, really, is the main thing. And so I like something very light, like a Beaujolais, or in the case of a rosé, rosés can come from anywhere, just something dry or off-dry. And
But name one or two brands of a red.
For reds, I would say for like Beaujolais, Jean Foyard makes a really great Beaujolais.
About how much?
Those start around $25, but you can go cheaper, too. You can do like a Stefan Aviron, which are under $20 a bottle.
I'm surprised at how reasonable this is. Is that because of a robust marketplace?
Yeah, you know, really, I think it's just there's so much of it made and there's so many different levels. All these producers want to make something for everybody's price point. And, I mean, you can go even cheaper. You can get great bottles of wine for $10.
And what's fascinating about New Year's Eve is that it's a kind of a bit of a gateway holiday because it introduces us to something special that we may fall in love with and may be a regular consumer of.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, is it fun working in the wine shop around
it's a blast.
The holidays?
It's a blast. I love it. Yeah. This is my favorite time of year. I love it when it's busy. People come in, they have lots of questions, and to me that's the best part of the job.
He is Barry Devine, a wine buyer at the Boise Co-op Wine Shop. Happy New Year, and thank you.
Happy New Year, George. Thank you.
Okay, so sparkling wine, check. Tattoos, check. Dating, check. And solar energy, yes. For the new year, absolutely. Check, 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 check. That is a December 30th of Idaho Matters. You can hear today's program and previous interviews on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Happy New Year to you all.